If you'd like to spend some time with real people with a real heart for God, we welcome you to visit us at Harvest Church in Alexandria, Virginia. Our Sunday morning services are held at 10:30, and our Family Night Fellowship takes place on Wednesday at 7 p.m. Come experience God's awesome, life-changing power as we worship in His presence, fellowship with one another, commit to discipleship, and share God's love through evangelism. For more information or directions, visit harvestnova.com. That's harvestnova.com.
Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. The Lord Jesus is speaking. He says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Thank you, Lord, for your holy word. It is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Speak to us now for our good and for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Title of my message today is Lightening Your Load. Lightening Your Load. Anybody ever feel like you're on overload? Maybe lately? I don't doubt it. We can be overloaded physically, emotionally, relationally, can be overloaded with obligations, with finances, with a lot of things, and they weigh you down. And, you know, we take on a little bit more and a little bit more. And it's like the phrase, the straw that broke the camel's back. We understand that, right? Straw is very light. But pile upon pile, eventually you can reach your breaking point. And we are like that, physically, emotionally, spiritually. If there was ever a guy who really understood overload, his name was Job. Remember Job? All the trials he went through physically, relationally, emotionally. He said this. He said, "If my misery could be weighed," in other words, the load, the burden that I'm carrying, "and if you could pile the whole bitter load on the scales, it would be heavier than all the sand of the sea. Is it any wonder I'm screaming like a caged cat?" That describes someone on overload. And sometimes we feel like we've just had enough. We're on overload. Well, in the few verses that I read here this morning in Matthew 11, Jesus summarizes the secrets of stress management in three simple sentences. And so we're going to look at those today. And this is really all we need to know about how to manage stress. And so we're going to look at these three principles that he gives us. And if you're here today or watching online and you feel like you're on overload, like your burdens are becoming too heavy and they're weighing you down, I want to encourage you today to listen to the words of the Lord Jesus Christ as he tells us how to lighten our load and how to find rest for our souls. You see, the issue is more than needing physical rest. You know, you can have a good night's sleep in the midst of your overload and still not be relieved from your stress. Now, sleep is important. And you know, a lot of things are important, but we need rest for our souls. And Jesus tells us how to receive that. So I want to share with you three principles for lightening our load. How can we lighten our load? The first principle is very simple. Matter of fact, all of them are. But we need to apply them. The first principle is this. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened. That's the starting point, the very first step. In the Bible, people came to Jesus for a lot of different reasons. Some came to ask him a question. Others came to be healed. Others came to Jesus because they're upset. They've got a conflict. They've got a problem. They want advice. They want eternal life. But did you know that Jesus said, "You can come to me for rest"? Probably a lot of us never thought of that. We come to Jesus for answers to our prayers. And we should do that. We come to Jesus for encouragement. We come to Jesus for a lot of things. Jesus says, "Come to me for rest." And as I said, this is a special kind of rest. It's rest for our souls. That's the deepest kind of rest that we need. We can't make it in life without soul rest. And that only comes through Jesus Christ. What do you do? Let me ask you, what do you do to unwind? We all have things we like to do to unwind. Maybe you're stressed out, and how do you de-stress? You say, well, let's go to a movie, you know, or let's go out to dinner. I don't feel like cooking tonight. Or some might say, I have a hobby or some form of recreation or relaxation. Some of you might just say, hey, I'm going to take a nap, you know, and to unwind. And all those things are good. You should do those things. But they won't give you rest for your soul. Only God can give us rest for our souls. The Bible says this in Isaiah 40. He gives power to those who are tired and worn out. He offers strength to the weak. Those who wait on the Lord will find new strength. What does it mean to wait on the Lord? He's saying if you're stressed out, the answer is not a plan, a purpose, a priority, a program, a philosophy, or a pill. The antidote to your stress is not a plan for time management, as helpful as they can be. It's not a program for stress relief. It's not a pill for your anxiety or philosophy. The answer to your stress is a person. His name is Jesus. He says, "Come to me." You know, he doesn't even say, "Come to church." Now, coming to church is important. And as we're moving through past the worst of the COVID pandemic that we've experienced the last year and a half, we're seeing more and more of you in church. And boy, I'll always be happy about that. Amen. Unsurprisingly. So you should come to church. But that he doesn't say, "Come to church." The scripture that I just read says those who wait on the Lord will renew their strength. What does it mean to wait on the Lord? Sometimes it just means to sit and be quiet in his presence. You know, sometimes just being with someone can minister to us. And how much more true is that when we spend time in God's presence? Not even sometimes reading the Bible or praying. Those are things we should do. Again, those are critically important. But sometimes we just need to be in his presence. Amen. To get away from distractions. However you can do that. Maybe you have a favorite chair or place in your house. Maybe many like to be outside in nature and God's creation with no distractions. You know, put the cell phone aside. That's hard to do, isn't it? And just get alone in God's presence. Pastor Rick Warren says sometimes he'll just sit alone and he'll just say to God, "God, is there anything you want to say to me today?" Amen. And I think in 2021, that's one of the hardest battles, is to quiet our spirits, right? To put aside distractions and just be with the Lord. So many of us might say, you know, I hear people talk, I hear preachers talk about God speaking to them. God never speaks to me. I wonder how often we take the time to listen. Amen. Lord, what do you want to say to me? What do you want to speak into my spirit today? You ought to read your Bible. You ought to pray. You ought to go to church. You ought to do all these things. But there are times to just be quiet and be in the presence of God. Listen to this. A paraphrase from the Message from Matthew 6, verse 6. Listen to this. Find a quiet, secluded place so you won't be tempted to role play before God. Isn't that thought-provoking? Because we play so many roles, don't we? We oughtn't to role play before God because He knows us inside and out, doesn't He? When you're overloaded, sometimes you just need to be in the presence of God. Why don't we listen to Jesus more often? Why don't we turn to Him and come to Him? Because we usually come to everything else. Even if you're a believer, sometimes your first choice when you're stressed out isn't time alone with God, is it? We try all sorts of things. I mentioned the kind of things we do to unwind. They have their place. But there's something about being in the presence of God. Jesus said, "Come to me if you're weary and overloaded." The Bible says the spirit that God has given you does not make you slaves, slaves who are afraid of their master and cause you to be afraid. Instead, the spirit makes you God's children. And it says, by the Spirit's power, we cry out to God, Abba, Father, which just means Daddy. Sometimes it's good to just go into Daddy's arms. Amen. Sometimes it's just needed to be in Daddy's presence. And so if you're overloaded, if you're stressed out, if you have too much on your plate and your plate's overflowing and you just can't stand it anymore, the first thing to do is come to Jesus. Be with Him. Be in the Lord's presence. And just let His presence minister to you. And let me tell you, as I said, that we don't do that easily. That's gonna take a little bit of, adjusting our thought processes and the way we spend our time. Because we are wired, we are programmed to say, if I'm sitting still and not doing anything, I'm not accomplishing anything, right? Some of us are so driven to be productive, and productivity is important. But sometimes the most productive thing you or I could do is to spend time in God's presence. And we have that refreshment, that soul rest that we so desperately need. You've tried everything else. You've tried to find that rest in a variety of pursuits. I submit to you this morning that when you need rest for your souls, the first thing you need to do is come to Jesus and be in His presence. What's the second step? This is a little harder. The second step is this. It's to give up control. Give up control. Jesus said in verse 29, "Take my yoke upon you." Take my yoke upon you. Giving up control is important because when we're on overload, typically we're trying to control too much. It's all up to me. You know, that idea, if it's to be, it's up to me. I've got to hold it all together. I've got to make it all work. You ever feel like that? And I get it. We have responsibilities. You know, and we just feel weighed down. We can't drop the ball. It's all up to me. But sometimes we need to give up control. You know, we talk about people being control freaks and control people. And when we think of that, we think of type A personalities. You know, so-and-so's always got to be, you know, we say it as a disparaging remark. So-and-so's always got to be in control. Well, guess what? We all, in our own way, have to be in control. We may not be a type A personality. We may not try to extend our control to other people, but we like it. Let's be honest. We feel a little secure when we're in control of things. And we get a bit uneasy when things are out of our control, don't we? Don't we? When we don't have a handle on things, when we don't know where things are going, we don't have complete control, we become uneasy. And so Jesus said, "Take my yoke upon you." Now, You may hear that and say, wait a minute, that doesn't sound relaxing. Pastor Tim, you're talking about having too much on us, too much of a load. And now Jesus says, take my yoke upon you. That sounds like taking on something else. That doesn't sound too relaxing. But we need to understand what a yoke is. It's not the yellow part of an egg that we're talking about, okay? But a yoke was a wooden instrument that was crafted to bring to yoke two farm animals together. And what this did was it yoked them together, and they were able to share the load of what they were pulling, what they were doing. It's not a harness. A harness will harness one animal. But a yoke yoked them together, so the load was divided in half. And so Jesus says, take my yoke upon you. Now, a yoke is a symbol here of a couple of things. First, it's a symbol of partnership. Jesus is saying, I never meant for you to carry all of that load by yourself. All that stress, that burden, those difficulties, those worries. He says, take my yoke on you. Team up with me. Let me partner with you, and I will help you carry the load. Does that sound like a good deal today? Amen. Boy, it does to me. Jesus isn't saying, I'm going to add to your load. He says, yoke up with me, connect with me, and I will help bear your load, your burden. See, here's the thing we need to remember. Jesus has a stronger back than you do. Jesus can carry a lot more than you can. He can pull a lot more than you can. Doesn't it just make sense, instead of trying to bear the load, instead of trying to pull that weight, that we allow, that we yoke with Him and allow Him to help us bear the burden? The purpose of partnership is to reduce stress, the reduction of the load. If you feel stressed right now, if you feel overloaded, it means that you're not yoked to Jesus Christ like you need to be. It means you're bearing too much of the load and not being yoked to Him and allowing Him to help carry your load. Stress is a warning light. It's like a yellow light that's flashing. It says, danger, Will Robinson. Some of you won't get that reference, but some of you will if you saw Lost in Space in the 60s, okay? It's a warning light. You're stressed. You're carrying too much of the load. So when we feel stressed, we need to check our connection. How strongly have we gotten out from under the Lord's yoke? Instead, we yoke to Him. He lightens our load. He helps bear our load. And the burden seems a bit lighter. So a yoke symbolizes partnership. Secondly, a yoke is a symbol of control. When one farm animal is yoked to another farm animal, the one animal can't control the direction. You know, it can't go into the ditch if it's yoked to another animal that is going along the path. So it's a guidance mechanism. When we're not yoked to Jesus, we can get off the path. We can go in a direction that God didn't mean for us to go. We have a decision to make, a major decision, and what do? We shut God out of the process. Maybe not consciously, but subconsciously. We don't pray about it. We substitute man's wisdom for God's wisdom. What do? We make a decision. And we are not yoked to the Lord in that decision, and we get off path. We get off track. So when we give up control, when we say, Lord, I'm going to be yoked to you. I'm going to go where you lead me. I'm going to stay on the path that you're walking with me. It makes all the difference. Psalm 55:2, pile your troubles on God's shoulders, and He'll carry your load and help you out. See, here's the truth of the matter, something we don't always consider. Okay? We are always yoked to something. Now, we may pride ourselves on our independence. You know, we just, a few weeks ago, celebrated Independence Day, and, you know, hey, I'm all for that. You know, I thank God for this nation. We Americans pride ourselves on our independence. But the truth is, we're already yoked to something. I talked about responsibilities. You're yoked to maybe your job or the expectations of someone else, your husband, your wife, your parents, a boyfriend, a girlfriend, a teacher. Maybe yoked to making money. You know, I've got to make enough money. Maybe yoked to something else. You're tied to something. Sometimes you can be yoked to your own ego. That's a bad place to be. Bob Dylan used to sing years ago, you got to serve somebody. So sometimes that independence that we pride ourselves in is nothing more but an illusion. Because we are yoked to so many things in life. Jesus said to take his yoke upon ourselves. And look what he said in verse 30. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. What does that mean? The actual Greek, my yoke is easy, actually means my yoke fits perfectly. That's what the Greek means. It fits perfectly. Jesus, as you may remember, was the son of a carpenter and probably made a lot of yokes for farmers. And what they would do, a good yoke maker would measure the animals for which the yoke was designed so that it fit well. It didn't rub and cause irritation. And so they would custom fit it. And the Lord says to you and me, take my yoke upon you because it fits you perfectly. It's custom made for you. It fits perfectly on you. As I said, we're yoked to so many things. Let's take his yoke upon us. Give up control. I've said this many, many times from this pulpit. God's plans for you are so much greater and grander than your plans for yourself. Come on, we know that's true. Amen. But there's just this, and we can even sit in a service like this and hear the word of the Lord and nod our heads in agreement, but there's just a part of us that just don't want to give up control. Right? Give up control. Turn it over to Him. Be yoked to Him. Tom Hansel wrote a book called When I Relax, I Feel Guilty. How many of you could have written that? In that book, he says, so many people have succumbed to busyness, unhappiness, tightness, and boredom. So many people suffer from a nagging sense of guilt that no matter how much they do, it's never quite enough. Words like wonder, joy, rest, and freedom have become faded replicas of what Jesus taught. Time has become a tyrant instead of a friend. Joy becomes something we will do later. Play is something for children. Creativity is the unattainable quality of artists and poets instead of the essence of our lives. Wonder is just the name of a bread. Are you overloaded? Are you stressed out? Are you running on empty? Come to Jesus. He's the one to come to. And give up control. Some of us need to pray that prayer. Lord, I just turn control over to you. Lord, I want to be yoked to you. Because your burden is, your yoke is easy and your burden is light. What's the third thing we need to do to lighten our load? Come to Jesus, give up control. Thirdly, learn to trust. Jesus said, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart. Learn from me. What do we need to learn from him? Well, Jesus modeled how to live with purpose and with peace. The third step in lowering the stress in your life is to follow Jesus' model. Watch how he did it and then replicate that. Learning is not something that happens overnight. How many know that? We know that, don't we? It takes time. We have to learn how to reduce the stress in our lives. The reason is you and I didn't get into this state overnight. So we're not going to get out of it overnight. It's a process. But it involves learning. It involves learning what Jesus did and doing what he did. Now, what are we supposed to learn from Jesus? Well, this is interesting. He says, learn from me, for I am gentle and humble. Wait a minute, Pastor Tim. Why didn't Jesus say, learn from me, I'll teach you endurance and stamina? We would sign up for that course, right? Learn from me. I'll teach you confidence and courage. Or learn from me. I'll teach you time management and goal setting. Oh, Jesus, where do I sign? Yeah. Amen. No, he says, learn from me, for I'm gentle and humble. You see, two of the biggest stresses in our lives are arrogance and aggression. We don't realize that. We don't like to think that about ourselves, but it's true. First, the area of aggression. What is aggression? It happens when we do things too quickly. We don't wait. We don't ponder. We don't delay. We don't think about it. We jump right in with both feet. Now, I mentioned before type A personalities. If you're a type A personality, man, this is your inclination, isn't it? Got to get it done. What are we waiting for? Jump in. Now, there's a time to act, no doubt about it. But sometimes we're a little too aggressive. And we get ourselves into situations that we would do well to avoid. Not waiting, not thinking through, not pausing, not pacing ourselves. And we can get ourselves into trouble that way. That's aggression. The other thing is arrogance. I think arrogance is one of the biggest problems of humanity. Period. Arrogance. The whole idea of trying to control everything. I know what's best. I can handle it. I'm under control. And so we are arrogant. Jesus said, learn humility from me. Learn to be humble. And if there was ever an example of humility, it was Jesus. Scripture says in Philippians, he humbled himself even to death upon a cross. You can't get more humble than that. Now, some have tried to picture Jesus because of that quality, tried to picture him as weak or even effeminate. Nothing could be further from the truth. Jesus was a man's man. Jesus knew how to crack the whip, which he literally did when he cast the money changers out of the temple. But he was the perfect example of humility. And gentleness. You have to remind yourself, and I have to remind myself every day, we're not everybody's savior. We can't take care of everything. God is God, and we're not. That's a great truth, isn't it? Amen. The reason why Jesus didn't suffer from burnout is because Jesus did exactly what the Father told him to do. 12 times in the book of John, Jesus said, in one form or another, I do what the Father tells me to do. And you know what? He wasn't stressed. Knowing he would carry the sin of the world, the weight of the sin of the world on his shoulders and go to a cross of suffering and shame, yet he wasn't stressed. Why? He said, I do what the Father tells me to do. I do what the Lord tells me to do. And the scriptures record that Jesus was in constant communion with the Father. We've tried everything else, haven't we, to reduce stress. Why don't we try trusting in the Lord? Why don't we try learning from him in his gentleness and humility? Galatians 5:25 says, since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Our lives get in step with God by letting him set the pace. How do we do that? We get into God's Word. We learn what He wants from us. You know, some of the basics. And we say this from time to time. We neglect so much of the basics because of our busyness. Time in God's Word. Time in prayer. Time spent in the Lord's presence. Understanding the character of Jesus. Learning from Him. Trusting in Him. Take my yoke upon you. For my yoke is easy, my burden is light. Learn from me, for I'm gentle and humble in spirit. What's weighing you down today? Your health, children, job, anxiety, finances, love, aging parents, loved ones. The greatest thing that weighs us down is separation from God. Jesus gives us the formula. First, we need to come to Him. We need to be in His presence. We need to look to Him as the source of rest for our souls. Secondly, we need to give up control. We need to be yoked to Him. We need to be in partnership with Him. Lord, where do You want to take me today? Lord, I give up control. I've tried controlling all the situations around me. I can't do it. Lord, I give You control. I will partner with You. I will let You control the agenda. I will let You take me where I need to go. What is there in your life today, I respectfully ask, that you need to give up control of? If you were to be honest, you say, I've tried and tried to manage it, to control it, to arrange everything. It's not working. Sometimes the greatest prayer we can pray is, Lord, I give up control. Lord, You take over. Lord, I want to be yoked to You. How's your connection today? How closely are you yoked to the Lord Jesus Christ? And thirdly, we need to learn to trust. Lord, I'm going to trust You. I can't see where the winding road will take me. I can't see what's beyond the bend. I can't handle everything in my life. I can't control it. But Lord, I'm going to learn from You in Your gentleness and Your humility. I'm going to trust You to work it all out. And there's something powerful. Hear me today. Something powerful that takes place when we just release things to the Lord. All the things we've been fretting over and worrying about and planning and scheming and figuring and trying to make the pieces fit. And then we just release it to God. Lord, I'll do what You tell me to do. I'll go where You tell me to go. But Lord, I can't be in control anymore. I just release it to You. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. The Lord wants to lighten your load today. Will you let Him? Will you trust in Him? He will give you rest.